This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Zad, Imam al-Bukhari fil adab al-mufrad, Imam Bukhari in adab al-mufrad, that's Ibn Hajar said, Imam al-Bukhari in his book Adab al-Mufrad said, وَكَانَ يَلْبَسُهَا لِلْوَفْدِ. He also narrated the hadith, but he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear this cloth lil-wafd for the delegates, people who are coming from other tribes, representing the people to come and listen to the truth from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has a special cloth that he used to receive the delegates. And that shows that it is sunnah for a Muslim to have this set. To have something nice, neat, you meet important people with. And the best place to wear those kind of clothes is when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the greatest meeting you are having. Wallahi, we have to be very shy. We have to be very, very, very shy. Sometimes you wear something that you don't want to meet people with it, but you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. That's very wrong. We're all doing this. You come with the vest, they call it the thing inside, vest, right? Even sometimes your best friend, the friend that you feel shy of, you don't want to see them with that. Imagine one of the important people wants to see you, come out to him with this, he will never. Sometimes you wear the best and the nicest one, and you look at your wife and ask her, do I look smart? Yeah, smart. And then you go out, and still you don't trust her. You go to the mirror and see first, because maybe she's thinking based on the way she wants you to look like it. So you go to the mirror and check and fix some of the things, and then go, yes sir, I meet him. But when it comes to prayer, just jump from your bed with all of those disgusting things, and then Allahu Akbar, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come on. Do something good. Keep some clothes which are the best to Allah. I really recommend that you have the best of your clothes. Meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. I'm telling you, sometimes at home, I will be trying to pray Hasir al-Ras. And it will be very, very hot. I feel like headache when I wear kufiya. But when I remember that I don't want to meet people without it, I will quickly go back and put it to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that kind of completeness. That's why there is one attitude here in Malaysia. It's very, 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 very excellent. The one who is going to be the imam in the masjid, if he doesn't have cap, they will borrow from someone and get him. I was praying in one masjid, the imam has no cap. They took from somebody, put on his head to look complete. Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani used to talk to people when he see them without it. Going to the masjid, he used to tell them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Be complete, human being. I'm not saying you must wear it, or if you don't wear it, you're deficient. No, there is nothing wrong. But they just want to see you when you come to the prayer, be at the best. You understand? Be at the best thing you think the community is recognizing to be the best form of looking. Wear the kufiya, wear the kaab, put the turban if you want to put that one. But dress properly. When you're going for the working, how are we? Dress that, you fix this, because there they said they're looking for smartness. You go in that situation so that the people recognize you, mashallah, smart. Here is empty, nothing inside, but outside is smart. They respect you because of that. And you are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what is inside. Wallahi, seriously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is inside you. We respect a lot of people that we think they are something, but when it comes to reality, they're zero, they don't know anything. Someone said he was working in a place just because he doesn't have DR. What is DR? Doctor, when you write doctor, how? Just because he doesn't has this DR, when conference comes, they will never invite him. Anything good, they will never talk to him. But those people who are having the DRs and professors and everything, before they go to the conference, they will come to him first and ask him what to say if they go into that place. Look at the injustice. But because he doesn't look, you get it? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is inside and He knows what is outside. But when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we look in the way we look. Abdullah ibn Umar told his slave, he said, I bought those I gave you those things so that you can stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. And he asked him, what are those things that I gave you? He says, no, I'm keeping. He saw him praying with something that has a lot of patches. So he knows that he gave him something beautiful. He said, where is the cloth? He said, no, I'm keeping it for the occasions, some event, to look nice. Or with the language of our own era, smart. That's what they say. That's why I keep on repeating it. Wherever you go, if you just dress in the way they want, mashallah, you look so smart. So he said, I'm keeping them for occasions. He said, no, I give them to you so that you can wear them when you're meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, when you meet an important person, how are you going to meet him? Would you meet him with this cloth? He says, no. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be the most important one that you meet in your life. You get it? So I really hope that we should take this seriously. You understand? When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, have this preparation in your mind. You understand? In yourself, in your mind also. Inshallah, it will help you a lot to concentrate in your prayer and to know what you're doing. Nowadays, we complain a lot that we get confused in our prayers. Yes, because we don't prepare for it. But get ready for it. From the time you are making wudu, they say they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he starts making the wudu to go and pray, he will look like someone who doesn't know anyone. Ali Zain al-Abidin, they say whenever they see him making wudu, and if they make adhan, he has been laughing with them, making jokes with them, but if the prayer time comes, he will look like someone who does not recognize anyone. Somebody asked him after a long period of time, he said, why are you doing this? He said, brother, don't you know that I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High? That's why they don't have what we have nowadays. They don't think, of something else when they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they prepare for it, spiritually and physically. And we don't. We don't talk about spiritual preparation. No, we're talking about the physical preparation we don't have. We're not willing to do it. Because if you're so concerned to fix the way you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm telling you, it will not be easy for shaitan to distract you in your prayer, because he knows that you value the prayer. But if the prayer is that useless in your eyes, something that you just want to do it because it is an obligation upon you, shaitan will find his own way to come and tell you that, think about this, think about that. You get the idea? So let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are serious in our own ibadat. I like this statement which I took from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. He says, ibadat, look at this, very beautiful statement. The one who speaks Arab will enjoy it nicely. I don't know how to put the translation more beautiful than the Arabic language. They say, ibadatu ahlul ghafla aadat. Ibadatu ahlul ghafla aadat. Wa aadatu ahlul yaqadha ibadat. You see, the righteous people, they try to make even their daily life to be something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything they do, they have intention in it. Make sure that what they're doing is fixed and it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. They have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their mind when they do everything. That's why their adat and taqaleed and culture become an act of worship also. But if you come to our brothers, sahibuna, ahlul ghafla, the heedless people, their ibadat is what? Adat is a culture. He's just doing the ritual. That's why go after the imam finished the prayer, get into, out of the masjid and bring paradise and hell. And tell the first one, ask him, brother, tell me which surah imam reads. I forgot. Someone did that in Haram. If I'm not mistaken, one of our scholars was telling us this. In Haram, he was asking, just like that, randomly, which surah imam recited? They don't know. It was like, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul huwallahu samad, nas. They forgot. Because when the imam was reading, the brain is somewhere else. You get it? So he's just praying because the body already is programmed that duhur is arba arakat. So the body already knows how to pray. We were studying yesterday, they said nowadays they have, mashallah, those technologists, the scientists, they already know that in this life, the Muslim, they already gone, mashallah. Mashallah wa waliyaz billah. A'udhu billah min shaitan rajim. So they produce a mat, the sajjada that you should pray. In front of the sajjada, there is a system, a machine that calculates the amount of the rak'ah you're praying. long start. So it tells you, nowadays, Ibrahim, you pray 2 rakat. So I already know it. So all I have to do, I just wait for it to tell me, do ruku. Next time also, they will tell you, what next now? There was one of our friends, he went to the house of another person, and he pressed the... You will not understand when he was given comment, but later on you will understand, yes, he was right. He pressed the bell. It says what? It says, Assalamu alaikum. What do you think? MashaAllah, now no more music, no more something, no more. Alhamdulillah. You get it? We are happy. Now no more ringing bell, no more music coming into the house, no more this and that. I have Assalamu alaikum. But the problem is, the guy who comes on, who usually says salam, he will just come and press, and the machine will say salam on his behalf. You get that? The thing that we're losing. So that's what technology does. But alhamdulillah, there is always a way out for us to make use of it properly if we want it. We shouldn't make it as an alternative yet, something that will replace what we used to have. Wallahi, we will regret in the future. I remember when the first time this across the CDs comes and they compile, compress books, Islamic books, and they put, the first one that came is what Maktabatul Alfiya, they call it, around 1,000 books. Nowadays we are talking about what 1,000 in? Thousands of books. In those days, when it first came to in Saudi, it used to be sold 1,000 riyal. The whole scholarship that you get from the university, it doesn't reach this amount yet. So the student wants to get this book because it has a lot of books in it. But at the same time, it does something so bad. Many people stop buying books. And you know, who is that person that can be patient to read book completely, 1,000 pages on the screen? Very rare. So they stop buying books and they don't read from that place. The knowledge was gone. You see what it does? And sometimes when you go do research, before you get the information you're in need of, you will become a scholar. Because you will go through issues after issue, issue after issue. But now, if I'm looking for information, what do? I just go to the Sheikh Google or Maktabatul Shamila. I just put the word, it will give me thousands of the places where this thing is mentioned. You see, I lost. Because before I reached this time in the Islamic University, when we go do research, we have to go to the library and do it manual. You have no any other way apart from this. I'm telling you, wallahi, we really benefited. Because sometimes you go to the content and open, you will see a lot of issues that you have been looking for, and you thought they don't exist. And now you see them. But now with the existence of this system, you will never see them at all. It will not come. So we're losing in both ways. Not compiling the books, not getting the books. We're dependent on something which is shaky, which is so weak. You get it? That is always a good way and a better way to use the technology if we want to.